the voice of the Detroit Red Wings. His name is Ken Cowell. And Ken, a Red Wings team that comes off a 4-2 loss in Vancouver last night. A really intense game last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was, Pat and Peter. And, I thought it was a really well-played game. I thought the fans really got into it, too. And, you know, there was a little bit of everything last night. Goaltender was run into, Jimmy Howard. Burrow stuck the knee out a little bit on Zetterberg. Cronwall with a big hit in the game. So, yeah, a little bit of everything last night.
What'd you make of the Hansen goal and Jimmy Howard's reaction?
I think the referees have been a little bit inconsistent as far as when players run into goaltenders this year. And I was surprised that, you know, that nothing really happened, either a penalty or the play was stopped. Howard wasn't in a position to stop the rebound, and it's almost kind of like a gimme goal, so to speak. I've seen plays this year where a goaltender gets bumped, where the puck goes into the net, he just gets nudged a little bit, and they wave the goal off, and, you know, somebody gets a minor penalty for it. So I don't know. I thought it was, it was hard to say whether or not he was pushed into Jimmy Howard, but again, you know, that was a big goal for Vancouver early in the third period.
What about Nicholas Cronwall's hit on Ryan Kesler last night?
Well, I guess there's two trains of thought. A lot of people said that, well, perhaps Cronwall, jumped up on his skates, left the ice, and, I guess people were saying, well, why didn't he get a minor penalty for it? But, to me it looked like a pretty solid body check, and I remember a game we played in Chicago when Cronwall laid out Havlat. It was the same type of situation. You know, Havlat had his head down, and so did Kesler a little bit there. So, to me, it was a good hockey hit. There was no penalty called on the play, and, there weren't many minor penalties in the hockey game last night.
Ken Cowell's with us, the voice of the Detroit Red Wings. Flames and Red Wings tonight at the Dome. Ty Conklin starts in net. Jimmy Howard has had a great year so far, but not a lot of time for Ty Conklin so far. Tell me what you've seen from him in his limited time between the pipes.
Well, I think this is his fourth game that he's playing with the Red Wings. A couple of times he came up in a cleanup role, but in the second game of the season, he shut out the Colorado Avalanche and was really good in the first period of that game, where he faced a barrage of shots and kept the puck from going in, and he was one of the reasons why the Red Wings beat the Avalanche that game. So he posted a pretty good game right there. He started his next game, I believe, in Washington later that month, and the Red Wings lost 7-1. I can't blame everything on Ty Conklin in that game. It was a real close game until the third period, and that's when the floodgates opened up. But again, he really hasn't seen a lot of work, a lot of ice time because of the play of Jimmy Howard. And how do you take Jimmy Howard out when he's been playing so well?
So with Howard's game, and I know that he's been the starting goaltender there now for a couple of seasons, but is this the most consistent we've seen from him so far?
Yeah, I think that's it right there. You hit it right on the head. And he's such a different goaltender now than he was 3 years ago. And I remember we were in Edmonton 3 years ago, and there were question marks about whether or not he could stay in the National Hockey League. He just wasn't playing well. And he was taken aside by Jim Bedard, the Red Wing goaltending coach at the time, and they worked hard together. And from that point on, it just seemed like he kept progressing and getting better and better and better. And I think with the experience that he's had in the playoffs and, the team that he's playing with, the Detroit Red Wings, I think that's the reason why he's been playing so well. He's tracking the puck well. He's not giving up, second and third opportunities where teams score goals. He's just been really, really strong in goal for Detroit.
Ken Cowell's with us, the voice of the Detroit Red Wings. Well, a plus 22 for the former Flames defenseman Ian White. He is tied for the league lead in that category. His 4 points against the Flames this year leads the way for the Red Wings as well. He's Nicklas Lidström's defense partner, but I guess kind of take him away from that pairing. Talk about White individually. What have you seen from him this year? Why the success?
Well, he seems like he's very positionally sound, and I think any time you're teamed up with one of the world's greatest defensemen, that's going to help you out as well. But I take nothing away from Ian White's play this year. He's been very, very competitive. He's been strong at the blue line. He's been good both offensively and defensively. Yesterday, he was -1 in the game. He was guilty of a turnover on Vancouver's second goal, but for the most part, he's been a plus or even player. I think there's only been 3 games out of, 31 that the Red Wings have played right now that he's been a minus player. So he's been very consistent back there on the blue line.
And Yuri Hudler, he seems to have really gotten out of Mike Babcock's doghouse with some consistent play. Your take on the Red Wings forward?
Well, again, he started off slow, and he really wasn't getting a lot of ice time. But the Red Wings went out to California, and in the game against Los Angeles, I believe it was November 19th, you know, Mike Babcock put him on a line with Zetterberg and Filppula, and from that point on, he's just been dynamic, and the line combinations have really worked out well for Detroit with Datsyuk, Franzen, and Bertuzzi, and then you've got Zetterberg, Filppula, and Hudler playing together, and he's just found a home on that line with Zetterberg and Filppula, and all three of those players since that point have really stepped it up. But I like Yuri Hudler in the fact that, you know, he really has a good shot. We don't see it a lot. I think he thinks pass first before shooting, but he's got a dynamic shot. When he can fire the puck, usually it goes in.
Hey, the Red Wings have won 6 of their last 7 in this building. The Flames have won 6 of their last 7 overall in this building. Should be a good one tonight. The prior two have been pretty fun to watch at the Joe Louis Arena, so looking forward to the game tonight. Thanks for taking some time out with us, Ken.
All right, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.